While lawmakers gathered on the House and Senate floors, a potentially more powerful group of people was holding sway in the basements, corridors, and offices of Capitol Hill.
Carpenters, clerks, janitors, and legislative aides were far from the cameras and speeches of the ceremonial day. They were busy building the backbone of the 109th Congress, setting up offices, delivering supplies, and giving directions. Here are some audio snapshots from their day.
Go, 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 all day.
Everybody needs everything yesterday.
My name is Howard McKinney, and I'm a labor leader and architect of the Capitol. Showing all the new staffers and members how to get to their offices, because a lot of them are lost. They don't know what buildings they're in. They don't know how to get there, and you have to travel underground through the tunnels and whatever. The previous people in the offices might have had the office set up one way. Then you got to tear down walls like these guys are doing. Go, 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 all day.
Kerry Bunn, and I live in Georgia. We want to see Johnny Isaacson's office. We have directions, so we assume we're headed in the right direction. You got his name on the door. It's certainly not plush.
Glee Smith, Legislative Council. Well, this is, of course, it's a temporary office. This is the Russell Building, and it's the courtyard. And these are they were made for temporary offices, but I think they're permanently here, and they use them for, like now we're using them for new members until we get our permanent office, which will probably be about March or April. I think the greatest difficulty right now is the fact that all of our stuff is still packed up in boxes.
I've been here 5 years. I still get lost. We're moving most of the supplies to the new offices. I work with the stationery room, so we supply all the senators with office supplies. We're like staples just for the Senate.
Roman Lovett. I'm the chief of staff. Congressman John Barrow's office. We are congressmen, I guess not. We are actually in what's called a split suite. So our office is in two parts. The rest of our office is separated from the legislative area by the women's restroom.
My name is Sandra Lynn Maddox, and I'm from Washington, D.C. I service the ladies' bathrooms. It's busy, busy. And it probably will be busy until after the inauguration.
This is our legislative office. We've been here for about 24 hours. We have five desks, a copier, a whole bunch of file cabinets, and our server. Computers and phones are working, sort of. The copier is not working.
My name's Anthony Thompson. I work for the CAO, that's the Chief Administrative Officer. Busiest time of year for us. When the new people come in, they're a little green, and we do a lot of directing traffic. A large group got lost in a sub-basement of the Rayburn Building. They were looking for room 127, and there's no room 127 in the Rayburn Building, so we took them up a floor and got them on the right track.
Voices from behind the scenes of the opening day of the new Congress.